President Trump signs off on more coronavirus financial relief. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. He said there's a lot about the bill he doesn't like and wants changes made, including less foreign aid that his administration initially asked for, and bigger stimulus checks opposed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. But it's signed, avoiding a partial government shutdown tomorrow since the coronavirus money was tied to an overall federal spending package.
After calling a bipartisan COVID relief bill a disgrace, the president okayed the legislation. The measure provides a one-time $600 payment to individuals and tops off the Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses. It also provides expanded unemployment insurance and money for vaccine distribution. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the bill a down payment on what is needed to crush the virus and promised to push for $2,000 checks on the House floor today. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
President-elect Biden meets with members of his national security and foreign policy teams today and then briefs the public about it. The inauguration's in 23 days.
The transition's at work, vetting potential nominees for the remaining three cabinet posts. President-elect Biden is now more than 2 weeks late on his self-imposed deadline to nominate his pick for attorney general. Just last week, he said there's no obvious choice in his mind.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. A lot of people are back home from their Christmas trips after a busy day at the airports.
More than 1.2 million people took an airline flight Sunday, and that's the highest single-day number for air travel since pandemic slowdowns began back in March. The figures are published by the Transportation Security Administration, who links them to the number of ticketed passengers passing through airport checkpoints. Sunday was also the sixth day in the previous 10 U.S. airports clocked at least a million daily travelers. Even still, the number of people flying Sunday was about half the number of who flew 1 year ago on that date.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera. How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Newsmax TV. Everyone's talking about it. 30 million people are watching Newsmax for real news on President Trump, Biden, the election, and more. And make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking if President Trump should concede. Just text VIRUS to 39747 and vote instantly. That's VIRUS to 39747. Watch Newsmax for great shows on major cable systems and free on Roku, YouTube, smart TVs, and more. Vote about Trump. Text VIRUS to 39747.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Partly cloudy at 64 today. Wind gusts up to 10 to 15 today. 43 the overnight low tonight. 62 and sunny and windy on Tuesday. 45 Tuesday night. Wednesday, 64 and breezy with sunshine. Down to 37 on Wednesday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Well, good Monday morning, and today for the Life, Death, and the Law, we will be playing a Christmas carol that was put together by the law firm. So we'll get that started. It's going to last the entire hour. I'm Russ Clark. I'll be right back.
The Deason Garner Law Firm presents Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, the tale of a miserly man who comes to realize the true spirit of Christmas. When the story first appeared over 174 years ago, few observed Christmas other than at church. Few employers gave workers off for the holiday, and the jolly country celebrations of the past were largely forgotten in the cities. But this little story helped transform Christmas from a straight religious holiday into the joyous season of family, faith, feasting, and goodwill it is to this very day. Dickens' Ghost of Christmas opens in London on a cold, snowy Christmas Eve in the year 1843.
Once upon a time, on a Christmas Eve, old Scrooge sat busy in his counting house. Ebenezer Scrooge was a squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner. A hard-hearted miser. On this evening, the office of Scrooge and Marley was shrouded in cold, bleak, biting weather. External heat and cold had little influence on Scrooge. No wind that blew was bitterer than he.
Bah! Merry Christmas! Humbug! Be gone, you miserable little beggars! Take your infernal Christmas carols and get away from my door!
Sorry, sir. Merry Christmas anyway, sir.
Bah! And you, nephew, what right have you to be merry? You're poor enough. Christmas? Bah! Humbug!
Christmas a humbug, Uncle? You don't mean that, I'm sure. What right have you to a dismal about Christmas? You're rich enough. Don't be cross, Uncle.
What else can I be, Fred, when I live in such a world of fools as this? Merry Christmas! If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips would be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart. Huh. Keep Christmas in your own way, nephew. And let me keep it in mind.
Keep it? But you don't keep it, Uncle.
Well, let me leave it alone, then. Much good may it do you, much good it ever has done you.
Christmas time is a good time, Uncle. A kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time of goodwill towards all men. And though it has never put a scrap of gold or silver in my pocket, I believe it has done me good. And I say, God bless it.
God bless Christmas. Hoorah.
You there, Bob Cratchit. Get back to work. Let me hear another sound from you, and you'll keep your Christmas by losing your situation.
Yes, sir.
Don't be angry, Uncle. Come, dine with us for Christmas dinner. Tomorrow. Kate would love to see you.
Kate? Oh, yes. Your wife. Huh. Why did you marry her against my will?
Because I fell in love, Uncle Ebenezer.
Because you fell in love. With a woman as penniless as yourself, Fred. Oh, good evening.
But you never visited before my marriage. I want nothing from you. I ask nothing of you.
Very well. Good evening.
Oh, I'll keep my Christmas humor to the last. So, a Merry Christmas to you, Uncle.
Good evening.
And a Happy New Year.
Good evening. Mr. Cratchit, see my nephew out.
This way, Mr. Fred. And a Merry Christmas to you.
And to you and your family, Bob. How is Mrs. Cratchit and the children? And especially your youngest, the little lame boy.
Tim, sir. Tiny Tim. He's getting better. Thank you for asking. Happy Christmas. Two to see you, mister.
Good day, sir. Have I the pleasure of addressing Mr. Scrooge or Mr. Marley?
Mr. Marley, my partner, has been dead these 7 years. In fact, he died 7 years this very night. I'm Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, well, at this festive season, Mr. Scrooge, we seek charity for the poor and destitute. You see, many thousands are in want of common necessities. Hundreds of thousands are in want of the simplest comforts, sir.
Why is that? Are there no prisons?
Plenty of prisons.
And the union workhouses and the treadmill, are they still in operation?
They are. I wish I could say they were not.
Oh, I was afraid that something had stopped them from their useful course.
Well, they scarcely furnish Christian cheer, Mr. Scrooge. A few of us seek to buy the poor some meat and drink and means of warmth. We do so now because it is time when want is keenly felt amidst the holiday abundance. What shall I put you down for?
Nothing.
Ah, you wish to be anonymous?
I wish to be left alone. I don't make merry myself at Christmas, and I can't afford to make idle people merry either. As a businessman and a taxpayer, I support the prisons and the workhouses. Let those who are badly off go there.
Oh, but many can't go there.
Yes, many would rather die.
If they would rather die, then they'd better go off and do so and decrease the surplus population.
I see. So the firm of Scrooge and Marley declines.
It's enough for a man to understand his own business and not to interfere with another. Mine occupies me constantly. Good evening.
Very well, sir. You've made your views quite clear. Good evening to you.
Mr. Scrooge, it's 7 o'clock, sir, and it's Christmas Eve.
So, I suppose you'll want all day tomorrow, eh, Mr. Cratchit?
If it's quite convenient, sir.
It's not convenient, and it's not fair. Why should I pay a day's wages for no work?
'Tis but once a year, sir.
A poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. But I suppose you must have the whole day. Huh. Well, be here all the earlier the next morning, Mr. Cratchit.
I will, sir. Thank you. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, indeed. Bah.
Scrooge took his melancholy dinner in his usual melancholy tavern and walked home through the rolling fog and bitter cold. He silently passed the urchins crowded, round fires in the street, trying to keep warm. The icy Scrooge trudged along through the dark streets, but just as he reached the door of his dismal house, he thought he heard something calling.
Ebenezer Scrooge! Ebenezer Scrooge!
It was the voice of his long-dead partner, Jacob Marley, whose ghostly face appeared on the door knocker. Scrooge hurried inside, closed the door, and locked himself in. He double-locked himself in. He checked the sitting room, bedroom, lumber room, all as they should be. Nobody under the table, nobody under the sofa, nobody under the bed, nobody in the closet. Secured against surprise, Scrooge put on his dressing gown and nightcap and sat down before the fire to take his gruel. When suddenly...
What is it? Every bell in the house must be ringing.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. I'm Chris Fleming, General Manager. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
Hi, Jeff Edwards here. You know me better as Simply Jeff. Been here since 2009. Let's see, I get paid to listen to music. I don't have to put on nice clothes until I get off work. Oh, and I talk to the best listeners on the planet.
Want
to
join our team? Apply online at edbroadcasters.com/careers. No employees were harmed in making this advertisement.
The way we use electricity and the way we get charged is changing and will continue to change. That's why I love talking about my Rheem heat pumps and air conditioners. The new Rheem equipment are built with electrical demand in mind in ACs, heat pumps, and furnaces. If you're in the market for a new AC or heat pump, call Air Central Heating and Cooling, your local Rheem dealer.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to ACUMA.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Huh? What is it? Every bell in the house must be ringing. What in the world? Nonsense. Humbug. It's all humbug. Wait. What's that? Someone's in the cellar, but the doors are locked, double locked. Something is coming. Something is coming closer. It's outside my door. No, I won't believe it. It's humbug. Humbug, I say.
Scrooge. Ebenezer Scrooge.
Ah, how now? What do you want with me? Who are you?
In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley. You don't believe in me, Scrooge. Why do you doubt your senses?
A disorder of the stomach makes me cheat. You're not a ghost. You're just a bit of bad beef. A blot of mustard. A fragment of underdone potato. Ha! There's more of gravy than of grave about you, whatever you are. Huh. Humbug, I tell you. Mercy, I believe you. I believe you, I must. Oh, dreadful apparition. Why do you trouble me? Why do the spirits walk the earth? Why come to me?
It is required of every man that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow men. If that spirit does not go forth in life, it is condemned to do so after death, doomed to wander the world and witness what it cannot share, but might have shared.
You are chained, Jacob. Tell me why.
I wear the chain I forged in life. Link by link, yard by yard, I am chained by cash boxes, keys, padlocks, ledgers. Witness the weight and strength of strong chain you bear yourself, Scrooge. It is a ponderous chain.
I see no chain.
You shall, on the day of your death. Mark me, in life, my spirit never roved beyond the narrow limits of our money-changing hold. Now, I am doomed to wander without rest or peace. No regret can make amends for one's life's opportunities misused.
But you always were a good man, of business.
Business? Mankind was my business. The common welfare was my business. And it is at Christmas time that I suffer most.
I'm sorry for you, Jacob. Is there anything I can do?
For me? It is too late. But I have come to warn you of a hope and chance of escaping my fate. You will be haunted by three spirits. Expect the first tomorrow, when the bell tolls one, the second the next night at the same hour. The third upon the next night at the last stroke of 12. Without their visits, you cannot hope to shun the path I tread. Ebenezer, look out this window. That poor woman and her infant huddled on the doorstep below. Look that you may see for your own sake.
Ghosts, hundreds, chained, just like yourself. They surround the woman, but they're not haunting her. They're pleading. Doesn't she see them? Why do these ghosts lament, Jacob? Why do they wail?
They seek to aid her. They seek to do good in human matters, but have lost their power forever. They wail in unceasing torture and remorse. Beware this cruel fate, Ebenezer. Beware. Beware. Beware.
Awoke. He was lying on his bed, still in his robe. Was Marley's visit a dream or not? He decided it was a dream, and nothing more. But suddenly, the curtains of the bed were drawn aside, and Scrooge found himself face to face with the unearthly visitor who drew them. It was a strange figure, like a child, yet not so like a child as like an old man.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Are you the spirit whose coming was foretold?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past.
Your past? I come for your welfare. Rise and walk with me.
Out of the window? But I am immortal and liable to fall.
Bear but a touch of my hand and you shall be upheld, and more than this.
Were spoken, they passed through the wall and stood upon an open country road with fields on either hand. A little market town appeared in the distance with its bridge, its church, and a winding river. It was a clear, cold winter day with snow upon the ground.
Do you recognize this place, Scrooge?
Good heaven! I was bred in this place. I was a boy here. Look, in that coach going by, my schoolmates, Charles and John. They're on the Norfolk coach, taking them home for Christmas holiday. Johnny, it's me, Ebenezer.
Wait, these are but shadows of the things that have been. They pay no notice to us. Come.
Why? It's my old schoolhouse. But it wasn't a place of learning, more like a prison.
On Christmas Eve, the school is not quite deserted. A solitary child, neglected by his friends, is left there still. A lonely boy, reading beside a feeble fire. Do you know him?
Yes, I know. I am that child, alone. My only companions were my books, the Arabian Nights. Lonely. Robinson Crusoe. Oh, poor boy. Oh, I wish, but it's too late now.
What is the matter?
Oh, nothing. There was a boy singing a Christmas carol at my door last night. I should like to have given him something, that's all.
Let us see another Christmas. Ebenezer, come.
Why, it's me, years later, but still away at this dismal school, alone on Christmas.
Ebenezer? Ebenezer.
It's Fan, my sister, my beloved Fan.
Dear, dear brother, I have come to bring you home. Yes, home. Home forever and ever. Father is so much kinder than he used to be, that home's like heaven. We're to be together all Christmas long and have the merriest time in all the world. Come with me. Let's go.
Your sister was always a delicate creature, whom a breath might have withered, but she had a large heart. She died a woman, but had, as I think, children.
One child, my nephew, Fred. My, how he does resemble his mother.
Come to another Christmas past, a celebration.
Fezziwig's warehouse. I apprenticed here. Why, it's old Fezziwig. Bless his heart. It's Fezziwig alive again at one of his Christmas parties.
Yo-ho there, Ebenezer. No work tonight. Christmas Eve. Ha-ha! Join in the fun. Merry Christmas, everyone. Come and dance. Hands half round and back again. Down the middle and up again. Round and round. Advance and retire. Old top couple bow and back. New top couple, start off again. Advance and retire, both hands to your partner. Bow and curtsy, corkscrew, thread the needle, and back again to your place. Well done!
Do you recognize yourself, Scrooge? A young man with a twinkle in his eye and a future before him. He looked so happy.
Oh, it was a marvelous party, with cake and punch and cold roast and mince pies and plenty of beer. Look at old Fezziwig, how he dances. It's glorious. Oh, what a jolly old time we used to have.
It was a small matter for old Fezziwig to make those silly folks so full of joy.
Small matter. Small indeed.
He has spent only a few pounds of your mortal money, and look, is it so much that he deserves praise?
Bah, it's not that, Spirit. Fezziwig has the power to render us happy or unhappy, to make our service a pleasure or a great toil. The happiness he gives is quite as great as if it costs a fortune.
What? Is something bothering you, Scrooge?
No, no. I should like to say a word or two to my clerk, Bob Cratchit, just now.
Scrooge, my time grows short. Quick, several years later.
Ah, Belle, as beautiful as ever.
A penniless girl who loved you, Scrooge.
And I, her. It didn't matter that she had no dowry. We were so happy together.
Until your career with Jacob Marley came between you. As you gained, so you lost. Do you see yourself? You're older now, a man in the prime of life. Your face has begun to wear the signs of care and of arise. Your eyes are greedy, the eager, restless eyes of a miser.
No, no, no. Spare me this. Not this, Spirit. Please.
This music box is a beautiful gift, Ebenezer, but I realize I matter little to you, very little, to protect yourself from a hard and cruel world. You have become hard and cruel in response. I have tried to cheer and comfort you, but another idol has displaced me.
What idol could ever displace you, Belle?
You now worship a golden idol. I have seen your nobler aspirations fall off, one by one. Oh, Ebenezer, when we first were engaged, you were another man, but no longer.
I wanted security, success, for you, Belle.
I seek tenderness, not riches. Therefore, even though it is Christmas, I release you from our engagement with a full heart for the love of him you once were.
No, no, Belle. Don't, don't.
Dear Ebenezer, may you be happy in the life you have chosen.
Belle, Belle, no. Spirit, show me no more. Why do you torture me? Remove me. I cannot bear it. Haunt me no longer. No longer. No longer.
have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, you, my Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE. That's 1-833-317-4673. Or visit calhope.org to talk to someone who can help. Hope will persevere.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
The whole scene disappeared, and Scrooge found himself once more alone, back upon his bed. He drifted off to sleep, only to be awakened again by the stroke of one. He gradually noticed a great blaze of ruddy light glowing from beneath the door. Something was in the outer room.
Come in. Ebenezer Scrooge, come in.
Scrooge opened up the door and beheld his own sitting room transformed. The walls and ceiling were so hung with evergreen that it looked a perfect grove. Around the blazing fire lay a feast of meats and fruits, seething bowls of punch, and there sat a jolly giant, glorious to see. He bore a glowing torch shaped like Plenty's horn and held it up, high up, to shed its light on Scrooge as he came peeping round the door.
come in, and know me better, man. I am the ghost of Christmas present. You've never seen the like of me before.
Spirit, take me where you wish. Last night, I went against my will and learned a lesson which is working me now. Tonight, if you will have anything to teach me, let me profit by it.
Very well. Touch my robe.
And instantly they were transported to the streets of London on a bright Christmas day. The shops were bustling. Jolly people completing their errands or returning from church. The grocers, the poultry and fruit shops, all were busy and all a delight. Presently, Scrooge and the spirit came to Camden Town, to a humble house on a humble street.
This is the home of my clerk, Bob Cratchit, his wife and 6 children. Why are we here, Spirit?
Where is your father, Van, and Tiny Tim?
Oh, but here's Martha, Mother.
Hurrah!
Sorry I'm late, Mother, but the factory had us come in today to clean up from last night.
Well, bless your heart, my dear. Sit down by the fire and have a warm.
No, Father's coming. Hide, Martha, hide. Father, Father.
Ah, Peter, Belinda, Mary, Paul. Why, where's Martha?
Not coming.
Not coming? Not coming on Christmas Day?
Here I am, Father. Merry Christmas.
And how did little Tim behave at church, Bob?
As good as gold, Mother. And better. Tim?
They sang ever so nice, Mother. I hope the people saw me in the church. Because I'm a cripple and it might be pleasant for them to remember on Christmas. Who made lame beggars walk and blind men see?
Bless you, my son. See, Mother, his heart is strong and he will get better. I know it.
Oh, let's play a game. Father, play blind man's buff with us. Please, please.
Yes, and then we'll sing some songs. And look! Oh, the smell! Goose! Hurrah! Look! Look! There was never such a goose, never!
All right, be seated. Here you go. Take your turn now. There's plenty of stuffing, dressing, and plum pudding for all of you. Martha, dear, sit next to Tiny Tim and make sure he eats plenty. He must get strong and well if anything should happen to him.
Oh, Mother, don't even think that. I'll see that he eats well. Here, Tim.
Quiet, please, quiet. Such a feast requires a Merry Christmas to us all. God bless us.
God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
Spirit, tell me if Tiny Tim will live.
I see a vacant seat in the poor chimney corner, and a crutch without an owner, carefully preserved. If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, the child will die.
No, no, oh no, kind spirit. Say he will be spared.
Why? If he's to die, he had better do so and decrease the surplus population.
Oh, you use my words against me.
Yes, perhaps. In the future, you will hold your tongue until you have discovered what the surplus population is and where it is. It may be that in the sight of heaven, you are more worthless and less fit to live than millions like this poor man's child.
Here's the punch, steaming hot. Take your turn. There's enough for a toast and one after that.
A toast to Christmas.
Here. I'd like to propose a toast to Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge, the founder of our feast. To Mr. Scrooge.
What? No, Father.
No, Father, please.
Not him.
Not him. Oh!
The founder of the feast, indeed. I wish I had Mr. Scrooge here. I'd give him a piece of my mind to feast upon, and I hope he'd have a good appetite for it.
My dear, the children, it's Christmas Day.
I'll drink to his health for your sake and the day's, not for his. Long life to him, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. He'll be very merry and very happy, I have no doubt.
Come, Ebenezer, to a gathering across town.
Ah, my nephew, Fred, and his wife, Kate, and their many hungry friends.
And then he said Christmas was a humbug, and he believes it, too.
More shame for him, Fred. I'm sure he is very rich. At least you always tell me so.
What of that, my dear wife? His wealth of no use to him? He doesn't make himself comfortable with it? Here a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the old man? Whatever he is, he wouldn't take it from me, but he may have it, just the same, to Uncle Scrooge.
Come, Ebenezer. There is much more to see. Men who keep Christmas in their hearts. Come.
Much they saw, and far they went, and many homes they visited, but always with a happy end. The spirit stood beside sick beds, and they were cheerful. On foreign lands, and they were close at home, by poverty, and it was rich. In poorhouse, hospital, and jail, and misery's every refuge. The spirit of Christmas left his blessing and taught Scrooge as he went. At last they returned to the streets of London for the spirit's final lesson. But the spirit had aged.
My time with you, Ebenezer, is almost done. Have you gained by what I have shown you of the good in most men's hearts?
I don't know. How can I promise? I'm too old to change.
If it is too hard a lesson to learn, then look upon these. Look here, under my robe.
What? Two horrible, misshapen children. Yellow, meager, scowling. Spirit, are they yours?
They are man's children. Their names are Ignorance and Want. Beware them both. Without the spirit of Christmas to comfort them, narrow puritanism and greed would release these wretched beings upon the world.
But Spirit, have they no refuge or resources?
Are there no workhouses? Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses? Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses? Are there no prisons?
And with that, the ghost of Christmas present dissolved into the mist, and Scrooge stood alone upon the street. As the last stroke of midnight rang, Scrooge remembered the prediction of old Jacob Marley, and lifting his eyes, he beheld the third spirit, a solemn phantom, draped and hooded, coming like a mist along the ground towards him.
Are you the ghost of Christmas yet to come? Are you about to show me the shadows of things that have yet to happen, but will happen? Spirit, will you not speak to me? Ghost of the future, oh, I fear you more than any specter I've seen. Yet, as I know your purpose is to do me good, and as I hope to live to be another man from what I was, lead on, lead on. The night is waning fast, and time is precious to me. Spirit, why have you brought me here again, to Bob Cratchit's home? But it is different, so quiet. What is it, Spirit? What kind of Christmas is this?
And he took a child and set him in the midst of them.
My son, Tiny Tim.
Mother, please don't cry. Father will be home soon. Don't let him know you've been crying.
He's late tonight. When he had Tiny Tim on his shoulder, he would walk very fast indeed. But the child was light to carry, and Father loved him so. It was no trouble at all.
Here's Father now, Mother.
Sorry I'm late, Mother. I was at the churchyard. I wish you could have gone. It would have done you good to see how green a place it is. But you'll see it often. I promised Tiny Tim that we'd walk there on Sundays.
Oh, Bob.
My little child. My Tiny Tim.
Oh, that is cruel. Cruel, Spirit. Can't you give me a ray of hope that I may change all of this? That Tiny Tim may live? Merciful heaven, the churchyard, desolate, lonely, crumbling graves. Is poor Tiny Tim buried here? Tell me, Spirit, are these the shadows of things that will be, or are they shadows of things that might be? Spirit, that gravestone to which you point, what is on it? Wait! The name on the grave is Ebenezer Scrooge. No, no! No, Spirit. Why show me this? If I am past all hope, am I to become like Jacob Marley? Like the other wretched ghosts chained, wandering on the earth forever? No, no! Spirit, hear me. I am not the man I was. Tell me that I may change these dreadful shadows.
I'll honor Christmas in my heart. I'll try to keep it all the year. I'll live in the past, the present, and the future, and not shut out the lessons they teach. I pray, please, Spirit, that I may sponge away the writing on this stone. I beg you, I'll change. I'll change. I pray, I beg you. I'll change. I'll change, please.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Tune in each morning for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Fly Yuma and experience the convenience, comfort, short TSA lines, and multiple daily direct flights to Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth. Fly Yuma, and when you're home, you're home.
Why did the Freon in my AC leak? Well, no metal today is like yesterday's. The copper is different and the price is higher. The new Rheem heat pumps are built like yesterday's, and now Rheem has a 10-year parts warranty on their units in the event they fail. If you want to talk heat pumps, stop by our shop, Air Central Heating and Cooling, your local Rheem dealer.
Give Air Central a call, or just log on to azyuma.com.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE. That's 1-833-317-4673. Or visit calhope.org to talk to someone who can help. Hope will persevere.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Please, I'll change.
Why, what's this?
My bedpost. I'm home. In my own bed. In my own room. Oh, Jacob Marley, heaven and Christmas spirits be praised. I don't know what day of the month it is. I don't know how long I've been among the spirits. I don't know anything. I'm quite a baby. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. I'm as giddy as a drunken man. Oh, glorious light, fresh air. Ah, the window. Why, Merry? Merry? Merry Christmas? Merry Christmas?
And a Happy New Year, sir.
Boy, what's today? What day is it, my fine fellow?
Today? Why, it's Christmas Day, sir.
Christmas Day? Ah, I haven't missed it. The spirits have done it all in one night.
And so they had done it all in one night. Scrooge sent the boy to the poultry shop to buy their prize turkey and have it delivered to the Cratchit family as an anonymous gift. Then the new Ebenezer Scrooge dressed himself all in his best and got out into the streets of London. By this time, people were pouring forth, and Scrooge regarded all with a delighted smile and hearty holiday greeting.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
By chance, Ebenezer came upon the charity seekers he had dismissed yesterday. But today he apologized and made a large donation to their worthy cause, with many back payments included. He continued on to the door of his nephew, Fred, who was in the midst of his Christmas dinner with his wife and friends.
Uncle Ebenezer? Why, I can't believe you are really here, at my home, on Christmas.
I come to beg your pardon, Fred, for the things I said about Christmas. That was a humbug.
Was it? Well, I... I don't know what to say. Do come in. May I present my wife, Kate?
Uncle Ebenezer, I never expected this of you.
Oh, Kate, can you forgive an old fool? And God forgive me for the time I've wasted.
Well, join the feast, Uncle. Set another place at the table. Here, here. I propose a toast to Uncle Scrooge.
And so Ebenezer Scrooge rejoined his family and rejoined the family of man. The next morning, he arrived early at his counting house to catch Bob Cratchit coming in late. But was Bob ever late? The clock had struck 9, no Bob. Quarter past, no Bob. Finally...
Mr. Cratchit, what do you mean by coming in at this time?
I'm very sorry, sir. I'm behind my time. It shall not be repeated. I was making rather merry yesterday, sir.
Bob Cratchit, I'll not stand for this sort of thing any longer. Therefore, I'm about to raise your salary.
Oh, please, sir. You're going to raise my salary? But, sir...
Wait. No, Bob. I've not lost my senses. I've come to them. A Merry Christmas, Bob. A merrier Christmas than I have given you for many a year. Sit down. We'll discuss your affairs over a bowl of smoking bishop. Bob Cratchit, Merry Christmas.
Scrooge was better than his word. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city ever knew. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he became a second father. And it was always said that Ebenezer Scrooge knew how to keep Christmas well. May that be truly said of us, all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.
Deason Garner Law Firm presents A Christmas Carol, narrated by Adam Hansen, with Sean Garner as Ebenezer Scrooge, Larry Deason as the spirit of Jacob Marley, Brianna Greenidge as the spirit of Christmas Past, Amy Vitsum as the ghost of Christmas Present, Adam Hansen as Nephew Fred, Brittany Garner as Belle, Cody Deason as Bob Cratchit, Josie Robles as Mrs. Cratchit, Brianna Greenidge as Poole, Miranda Ochoa as Lamb, Adam Hansen as Mr. Fozziwig, Taylor Mixon as Martha Cratchit, Amy Vitsum as Fan Scrooge, Taylor Mixon as Kate, Adam Hansen as Tiny Tim, Adam Hansen as Peter Cratchit, Miranda Ochoa as Belinda Cratchit, Cody Beeson as Buck, Wesley Garner as Caroler. Produced and directed by Cody Beeson at the Deason Garner Law Firm. This story was adapted and scored by Anthony E. Palermo. If our little production has provided you with good cheer, then you only have to thank Charles Dickens, the true founder of our feast and this fairy tale for all ages, especially our own. This has been a very merry production of the Deason Garner Christmas Carol.
Merry Christmas, Yuma. This is Sean Garner from the Deason Garner Law Firm, and I hope that you've enjoyed our rendition of The Christmas Carol.
This is Adam Hansen from the Deason Garner Law Firm, and we wanted to do this because we felt like this particular story, though it was written over 100 years ago, really tells of the Christmas spirit, and it discusses things that we all need to implement in our life.
As the ghost of
I think
Christmas
that... Here in the office, some of the staff call me Scrooge.
As the ghost of Christmas present.
Because I'm a little bit of a humbug when it comes to the frivolities that they'd like to do with decorating or other, you know, parties and whatnot. And when I hear Scrooge, maybe I can take that as a compliment. Because in the end, Scrooge kept Christmas really the best of all, and he was better than his word of making sure that he was generous to those around him. I have been extremely blessed in being able to participate as an attorney and do estate planning as well as a lot of other legal services for the Yuma community. And I don't want to ever forget the opportunity that I've been blessed with and share the blessings that I've received with the community and my family and my friends. Remember who it comes from and who this season is celebrating.
Sean, I think you hit it on the head about Ebenezer. He starts off as a wicked old miser, in the words of Dickens. And by the end of it, he had completely become reformed. And I think that's the message that Charles Dickens was trying to portray. The spirit of Christmas is really becoming reformed, changing who you once were, leaving behind those bad habits, the bad tendencies, and moving forward and changing yourself to become more honed in on humanity. And really, it's an example of the Savior Jesus Christ himself and how he is the author of change in all of our lives if we just were to emulate what he taught us.
And this season celebrates that. It's a season of light. It's a season of renewal and rebirth where we have the opportunity to reflect on our lives and determine whether or not we're actually fulfilling the purpose and the greatest benefit that we have to offer other individuals, or whether we're just in it for ourselves and ultimately we'll end up alone and with no friends to cherish our legacy.
We hope that you enjoyed this presentation of A Christmas Carol. We really enjoyed doing it in our office to spread the Christmas cheer, and I just want to wish all of you that are listening a Merry Christmas.
God bless us, one and all.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung wild, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.